Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we are continuing our series of interviews on Purgeville, USA in the Taoises, which gets underway later this week. And joining us once again from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, Janelle Walmsley. How are you, Janelle?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing very good. And also joining us once again via the phone lines, we're going to talk about one of the events that starts earlier, coming up about middle of the week or so, is John Martinez. How are you, John?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Good deal. Well, we'll get to you in a second, John. But first, Janelle, we had a big event already kicking off Purgeville, didn't we?
We absolutely did. We had a breakfast on Saturday morning where we crowned our king and queen, Jolene Grusecki and Tim Haskin, and just had a wonderful time. We also had the kickoff of the amazing Purgeville race,
right,
which we ran all day Saturday. It had 12 contestants, 12 teams finish the race. It was just a wonderful time. We wanted to say thank you to all our sponsors, all our volunteers for just a wonderful day. There should be full coverage in that in the paper as well as on our Facebook site, Purgeville USA.
Very nice. Yeah. And we've got the information too. We'll be happy to pass that along about what happened with that. So maybe that's going to be a nice annual event to kind of get the whole Purgeville week underway.
You know, it's been fantastic. We've had so many people coming up to us saying, I want to sign up right now for next week or next year.
Sure.
So I think it might be one of those annual events that we get to add to the Purgeville roster.
Very nice. All right. Now, another event that's new is what we're going to talk about right now with John Martinez. And this is something that kicks off before the traditional start of Purgeville, right?
It absolutely does. You know, we've gotten a few questions from people around town about those big, huge wooden boxes right on Bay Street in East Taos. And then there's a couple in front of Neiman's in Taos City.
Right.
And what that is those are actually forms for snow cubes because we're going to have snow sculpting this year.
Nice. It seems like it should be a natural a part of a Purgeville weekend. But
absolutely. We were getting a little nervous last week without any snow. Of course, if we could have waited till today, we would have had plenty, right?
That's right.
But no, the snow forms are all built, and they're just kind of seasoning, right, John?
Yeah, they're just sitting there waiting to get made into a sculpture.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about that, John. How long have you been doing this kind of thing?
This is actually my 19th year of snow
carving.
Really?
Wow. How do you get into something like that? Did you just make snowmen when you were a kid or something, and then it just kind of blossomed from that?
I wish it was that simple. I started my student teaching back in college, and the guy who was my mentor was also the guy organizing a lot of these events. So I thought I'd better give it a try, and so I could get a better grade in that class. So that's what it came down to.
All right. Well, now tell us how does the process work for this? Janelle said, there's the wooden crates out there. What comes out of that? How do you work it from there, from the block of snow?
Well, the artists sit down and we work out a basic design. And when we open up the block, when we take the forms off, we kind of visualize what's inside of the form.
Ah.
And then to put it in the simplest terms, we take away all the material that's not supposed to be there.
Simple as that. Well, it makes it sound easy, but I'm sure it's not quite as easy as that.
A little harder physically than that, yes.
Yeah. Now, when are you planning on starting on the forms?
Well, we will start Wednesday evening. We'll take the forms off and we'll break the snow open. We'll bust it open with our tools to get to the center of it so that it starts to freeze in the by morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can start to look at it structurally. You know, once the things are frozen inside, then we can be sure that we can start to remove other areas without worrying about it collapsing.
Okay.
One of the great things when we first talked to John about, you know, bringing him and his teams up and having this event here in Taos is they said, you know, it's really hard to kind of learn the art of snow sculpting.
Yeah.
And the way they had all done it was just kind of from a mentor or someone, and someone else had been into snow sculpting. And the guys just had a great idea. They said, let's make this into a pro-am event for the first year.
Okay.
So you might notice if you saw those big wooden boxes, there's big ones and little ones.
Yeah.
And the little ones are for our amateur teams. We're working with the Taos area schools, and some of the art students are going to join us and work with the pro teams that are coming to town to learn how to do this.
Oh, okay. So we'll see the pros and we'll see the amateurs working.
Exactly.
Now, do you work all through the day? Is this going to be a labor intensive? How long does it take you to do one of these?
Generally speaking, we work about 10 to 12 hours per day.
Wow.
A lot of that is determined by the design and the weather itself. If it's too sunny out, if it's too warm out, then we will generally work during the evenings only when it's cooler.
Yeah, John, I looked at the weather report. I don't think it's going to be too hot for you guys.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that at all.
Yep, bring some extra clothes.
Probably a good idea. Now, have you already started working on what your designs are going to be, or does that happen once you're out there?
Just a basic idea.
Yeah.
We're just kind of tossing around in our minds right now. We'll sit down either tonight or tomorrow night and actually do some sketches.
All right. Now, is this this kind of event, you know, we're talking about the pros and the amateurs, but can people come on out, ask you questions, that kind of thing while you're doing this?
Absolutely, yes. We encourage all kinds of questions, and don't worry about bothering the artist. You go ahead and shout out your questions, and we are happy to answer them.
You know, that's just one thing. When we met John and the guys, they were just so wonderful and personable people and just loved our area and wanted to be involved up here. You know, one thing we haven't mentioned is he said he was into it for 19 years. Yeah. But, John, tell us about the award that you just won last week.
We won several awards as a club. The Double Block competition in Frankenmuth went to our team one, which is I was the captain of that team along with my two sons and a very good friend. And our team two won first place in the single block competitions in Frankenmuth as well, and they were all club members. And then finally, one of our members on my team one won a very prestigious Ohm Award, which is the like the MVP of snow carving.
Wow! All right. Well, congratulations on that. So we are going to see some truly fine work when you come up here. Award-winning work, probably.
We are going to give you our best.
Yeah.
We're just so thrilled to have this quality of guys come up here and be willing to teach our kids how to do it as well.
Yeah. Now, again, Janelle, where are they going to be located? Where is this taking place?
It's going to be right on Bay Street, which is on 23, right on the corner of Newman. So in front of the old Norman's building.
Right.
We'll have three snow sculptures there. And then there's also going to be two in front of Neiman's.
All right. They're in Tawa City, right down the road there. All right. And that's going to kind of Wednesday evenings when things get started there, and they'll be going right through. And then we got the whole Perchville weekend still to come, don't we?
Absolutely. And for the snow sculptures, I think really the fun part is for people to be able to come by every day, a couple of times even, and check out the progress that these guys make.
Right.
I mean, what they're going to start with and what they're going to end at, I can't wait to see it happen.
Same here. Bring your cameras.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if they want information about that or anything else that's going on, how do they get more info about Perchville, USA and the Tawas? This is Janelle.
For a complete schedule of events, you want to go to tawas.com. You can always call us at the chamber at 362-8643. We also have a Facebook site, Perchville, USA.
There you go. And professional snow sculpturing will be taking place starting Wednesday evening. And John Martinez, John, thank you for joining us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there at Perchville, USA this weekend.
Thank you very much. I look forward to meeting everyone from Tawas.
And Janelle, I'll look forward to talking to you again, I'm sure, before we get to the big event.
Sounds perfect. Have a great Perchville, everyone.